University of Florida scientist Fred Gmitter and other researchers a few years ago sequenced the genome of some citrus varieties. In this interview, Gmitter discusses the usefulness of that sequencing to citrus researchers.
You sequenced the genome of a couple of citrus varieties. Has that been helpful to the world research community?
I think we have to say it's been very helpful, very useful, not only for HLB research, but for people in other parts of the world who are looking at other things like color, you know, pigmentation, other disease resistance, and so on. We know that our genome sequences are mined heavily by researchers around the world. Specifically for HLB, there's been an interest or a utilization of the sequences, the genome sequences, to try and understand some of the big gene expression projects that are taking place. There have been some research in California, certainly here in Florida, in Brazil, looking at the global differences in gene expression in plants that are affected by greening or not affected by greening. Or I know now of some work from Brazil looking at CVC, plants that are affected by CVC or not affected by CVC. And when they do these kinds of experiments, they pull up lots of little clues, little bits of information, but not full genes. And when they take those bits of information now and align it back onto the genome sequence, they get a much clearer understanding of the totality of the response. It's very complicated, but they can see an awful lot better. There's also the interest in the transgenic community, those guys who are trying to make genetically engineered resistance to citrus. You know, most of these, the constructs that are used for such experiments, well, they contain genes from spinach, for example, or a promoter from a virus, or an antibiotic resistance gene, or, you know, a number of different things that those in the world who are opposed to genetic engineering claim are dangerous and things that we shouldn't be exposing ourselves, our food chain, to. So there's been an interest in trying to develop genetic constructs based entirely on citrus DNA sequences to identify promoters. For example, a promoter that turns a gene on only in the phloem, which potentially would be really valuable in the case of HLB, because that's where HLB, where the Liberobacter bacterium resides. Or to have a gene that's turned on only in the leaves but not in the fruit, for example. And to get these from citrus. And so the genome sequences are the warehouse you go to find these kinds of things, a promoter that works only in phloem. One of the other things we're trying to do in this effort is to identify markers. You know, when you make a transgenic event, you usually have some kind of a marker. It can be the antibiotic resistance, or it can be this GFP, the jellyfish protein that glows green, you know, to indicate that you've actually put your gene of interest into the new plant. But citrus has its own natural marker. You know, citrus makes anthocyanin. The blood oranges have anthocyanin. Lemons, when lemons flush out in the spring, there's a reddish tinge to the flush. So this red color potentially could be used as a marker for transformation events. So the idea of building these kinds of citrus-only constructs to make resistant plants becomes possible now because we have the genome sequences, and people are working real hard at mining those sequences to identify all these different components.
Anything else that we've missed that you'd like to discuss?
There's one other I'd like to talk about related to the citrus genome sequencing project. Through this project, an international collaboration, we've looked at more than a dozen citrus genomes now. And one of the things that we've learned is how to put together a sweet orange. For 25 years as a citrus breeder, I've always said breeding sweet oranges by making crosses is impossible. I have to say, it's not impossible. I've come to a new conclusion based on what we've learned from the citrus genome, particularly the sweet orange genome. We know now what parts came from mandarin, what parts came from pomelo. And theoretically, and it's not going to happen tomorrow, but theoretically, we could reconstruct the parents that would be needed to rebuild the sweet orange. And in doing that, we could, for example, incorporate a small piece of the Poncyrus genome the trifoliate orange, which some people have claimed is resistant to HLB. If we could identify that small segment of Ponsiris that confers resistance to HLB, and we could put that in one of the parents that we would want to cross, we could now theoretically rebuild, reconstruct the sweet orange with that new disease resistance gene. That would be done by conventional breeding, crossing, no genetic engineering, no GMO, just the old-fashioned sexual way of making hybrids that we enjoy so much in citrus.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.